Many of us have memories of cooking in the kitchen with our moms. This is Lisa Berry, and many of mine include licking frosting off the beater or learning to make that gourmet dish tuna noodle casserole. But on Tuesday, a mother-daughter team will be bringing their expertise to Zingerman's Roadhouse in Ann Arbor with a special dinner presentation called Preserving the Food of German Jewish Culture. And they're joining us right now on 89.1 WEMU. Welcome Gabi Gropman and Sonia Gropman. Gabi is the mom, born in Germany and moved to New York City as a child. Sonia is your daughter who ate your food and that of her grandmother. So welcome, and tell us about the book you wrote, The German Jewish Cookbook.
Hi there. I'm Gabi, the mother, and I'm going to let Sonia start because really the inspiration began with Sonia to write the book.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks so much for having us. And yeah, so the inspiration came when at a certain point I realized that the foods of my two sets of grandparents, one being German Jewish and my dad's side being Eastern European Jewish, were really different from each other. Both super delicious, but I realized very different. And so I realized that very few people were familiar with German Jewish food, and outside of families that had that background, nobody ate it. There were no cookbooks in print about it. And I thought this was a perfect project for my mother and I to work on together to collect and write this cookbook, talking about the cultural history and giving the recipes.
Now, as far as the recipes are concerned, I'm Gabi again. So many of the things come from my childhood. It was a family, a three-generation family. My grandparents lived with us, and there were actually three cooks because my grandmother cooked, and my mother, and then my father also at certain times. So there wasn't a single day or evening when we didn't eat food that they had eaten when they lived in Germany. When Sonia says this, the food is unknown, in a sense, it's not as unknown as we thought because it's German food. And you're actually in Ann Arbor, you're in the Midwest, you have a lot more German history in the neighborhood, in the area, than we do where we live on the East Coast. And a lot of things in our book may seem familiar to people who have a German background.
So I'm really curious, what kind of dishes are we talking about?
Of course, there are Jewish dishes in our cookbook, which are, you know, uniquely Jewish. But they're a very small percentage of what people were eating. So we have a certain Passover cake that's called Emperor's Tort. We have some Passover fritters that are eaten as dessert, and they're called Grimsele. That's kind of a Yiddishy way of speaking German.
A lot of the dishes are just straight-up German dishes that Jews in Germany historically ate because they did not defy kosher law. The dish my mom just mentioned, rice auflauf, is a baked rice souffle that Germans ate and Jews ate as a dairy meal. In other words, if you were keeping kosher and separating meat and milk, you would eat this often as an evening meal, which is also how Germans ate it, since traditionally Germans ate their larger meal at lunchtime. But basically, the whole cuisine, there's a lot of roast meats, there's a lot of roast duck and goose. At the Zingerman's Roadhouse dinner, there's going to be a sauerbraten. The Jewish version of sauerbraten is slightly different because there's no dairy in the sauce, which is often how the German non-Jewish version is made. A lot of potato dishes because potatoes are huge in Germany. And also at the Roadhouse, there will be hand-grated potato dumplings exactly as my grandfather made them. And so there were dishes that were straight-up German. There were dishes that were tweaked to keep kosher law. A great example is the use of pork is huge in Germany, and German Jews would have to substitute other meats for pork, other cooking fats for pork lard, and goose fat was a major substitution for that. And then, as my mom already said, there were some very specific Jewish special dishes for the weekly Sabbath or holidays. And the main, most important of all of those probably is a bread, which is the German version of challah, which in German is called Berches. It's a braided, yeasted dough, but it's different from challah in that it has no egg in it. It's a water bread. And many versions, ours included, includes mashed potato in the dough.
I'm talking to Gabi Gropman and her daughter Sonia, who have written a German-Jewish cookbook and will be presenting a special dinner Tuesday, June 12th at Zingerman's Roadhouse. Now, I understand this cookbook explores the cuisine as it existed in Germany prior to World War II. So is this something you had to research, or are they all family recipes that have been passed down over the generations?
Yeah, it's a good question. We started with the family recipes, and I counted the other day, and it's about half the recipes are ones that I ate as a child. The other half are recipes that we got from many interviews we did, from German Jewish cookbooks from early in the 20th century, which are really interesting to read, even though the cookbook standards are so different, and you know, we couldn't just find the kind of measurements and times for cooking, for baking, etc., that we would want, which we had to develop ourselves. It really gave us a taste for how people who were German and Jewish at the time ate. And so we picked up some recipes we really love, like there is a spring pea and asparagus soup with mushrooms, and we found that in one of the cookbooks.
The mushroom sauce that also actually is going to be served at the Roadhouse on Tuesday night as a vegetarian option.
And a celery root and beet salad that we like a lot, which is also in the cookbook. So a lot of things, you know, got picked up along the way and with our research.
One of the things about this cuisine is it's surprising, both in terms of Jewish food and in terms of German food, that we have a lot of recipes in our book that are for fresh and seasonal fruits and vegetables and a lot of dishes that are not very heavy, as a lot of people kind of make assumptions and generalizations about both Jewish food and German food. And we have found that people who have used our book and cooked from our book and heard us speak, that it's a delightful surprise, this cuisine. And a lot of the dishes are old-fashioned because a lot of our research and family recipes date back from, you know, World War II and the years immediately before and maybe immediately after that.
It's called the German Jewish Cookbook, and if it's made you hungry and you'd like to try some of that, well, you can do that next Tuesday, June 12th at Zingerman's Roadhouse. Thank you so much to Gabi and Sonia Gropman, the authors of the cookbook, and we look forward to you coming to Ann Arbor and sharing this great food with us.
Thank you so much.
I just need to add one thing, which is that we're also teaching a baking class at Zingerman's Bake.
We'll put all the links on our website, WEMU.org, and everybody can sign up and check it out there.
Okay, thanks so much, Lisa.
Thank you so much, Lisa.